Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
As our brother would say, good morning, brothers and sisters.
再说一遍，弟兄姊妹们早。
That reminds me of our brother Harry. He would always have to say good morning to us, good evening to us two times.
我们的弟兄们经常对我们说早安晚安两次。
It's a joy to be gathered together in this way.
实在是与弟兄姊妹们相聚时的何等的喜乐。
To be able to come together as the family of a God in His presence.
我们与神同在，以神的家的名义来聚集。
And as we come before Him, we wait for Him to speak to us.
我们来到神的面前，静默，让他向我们说话。
Because He has marvelous truths that He wants to spill unto us.
他实在是要有真理，要让我们知道。
And this morning, we like to start off by singing Jesus is King.
我们今天要唱的诗歌是耶稣是王。
Jesus is not only our king.
耶稣不光是我们的王。
But Jesus is the King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
And as such, he is the one who is worthy to be praised.
他是那位值得我们颂赞。
Let's listen to our sister play through the song once before we begin.
让我们姊妹先弹一遍。
Please rise and give honor unto our King.
我们一起站起来唱。
Together. Jesus is King, and I will extol Him. Give Him the glory and honor His name. He reigns on high, enthroned. Dear Lord Jesus, indeed you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
主，你实在是万王之王，万主之主。
We give you our honor and our worship this morning.
这个早上，我们把赞美荣耀的归给你。
We give you our praise and our thanksgiving.
我们实在是来感谢你。
Because you are the God who is above all gods.
你实在是万王之王。
And by your name we are able to be saved.
因着你的名，我们得救。
We thank you that you call us together within your own household.
我们感谢你把你召聚在你的家里。
That we may be able to know thee.
让我们来知道你。
And that we may be able to love thee.
让我们来爱你。
Because you are the one who has first loved us.
因为你是先爱我们的那一位。
And you desire for us to be able to enter into this house of love.
你实在是愿意让我们进入你的爱之家。
That we may be those who would be able to behold you.
好让我们能够来注目你。
And to live for you.
为你而活。
Teach us this day to be obedient to your every word.
让我们实在是顺服在你每一句话的面前。
Lead us this morning as we fellowship within your word.
今天早上在我们在你的话里面引导我们。
Speak through our brother this morning as he shares all the wonderful truths that you have placed on his heart to discharge unto your people.
实在是通过我们的弟兄让你心中的话向我们说出。
Open up the hearts of your people so that we may be able to receive all that you would have for us.
也把我们的心打开好让我们能够来接受你的话语。
We give glory and honor back unto thee.
我们把荣耀赞美都归给你。
We pray all this in your precious name.
奉主的命祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Let's turn to our second hymn for this morning.
我们来到我们的第二首歌。
Is hymn 678 in our hymnaries, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord.
678首，主我爱你国度。
Praise and thank the Lord that he calls us into his kingdom.
感谢我们的主，他把我们呼召来到他的国度。
But not only that, he calls us into his very own household.
他不光是这样，他把我们带到他的家里面。
A household that is full of love and warmth.
他的家里充满了爱。
A household where we can embrace one another, and even more importantly, embrace the things of God.
在这个家里面，我们能够互相彼此爱戴。
We thank the Lord so much that He has put us together in this wonderful body.
我们感谢主，他把我们放在他这个奇妙的身体里面。
For which we can reap so many benefits and blessings.
通过他，我们实在是得到很多的恩典。
May we truly be those who will learn to love His kingdom.
让我们实在是来真正的跟随他，爱他的国度。
His house,
他的家
，and his church,
他的教会。
May we learn to love one another.
让我们也学会彼此相爱。
And most of all, may we learn to love our Lord.
让我们来爱我们的主。
And we'll ask our sister to play through the song once, and then we'll begin.
让我们弹一次，我们一起来唱。
Live out her 6. Sure as thy truth shall last, to Zion shall be given. The bride is glory's earth, can give and brighter bliss of heaven. Oh, may it be true, as it is written in verse 2, that we would be those who would love his church.
就像第二节所描述的，让我们实在是成为爱他的教会的那一帮人。
That it would be like the apple of his eye.
就像他眼中的瞳仁。
And that we would be those who are graven on his hand.
我们也实在是安稳在他的手里。
That he's a God who does not forget us.
他不会忘记我们。
And he loves us, he keeps us.
他爱我们,
he grows us and enables us to be able to serve in his household.
他让我们成长,
As stewards of this multifaceted grace of God, we are those who are so blessed. It is truly grace upon grace.
实在是恩上加恩,
that we can live and serve in this household together. And as such then, just as our brother has been encouraging us these past few days, that we would do well with the matters of our Lord's business.
就像我们的弟兄在前天的细节中所交通的，我们会在我们主的事上忠心服事。
And may we really truly learn to love one another,
让我们真心地学会彼此相爱,
and to love his ways and his word.
爱他的话，爱他的道路。
Let's sing this song through one more time. We'll sing verses 1 and 6 together.
我们第一节和第六节一起唱。
And we'll ask the brothers to sing verses 2 and 4.
弟兄们唱第二节和第四节。
And the sisters will sing 3 and 5.
姊妹们唱第三节和第五节。
Okay, from the top, verse 1.
I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode, the church.
Together, verse 6.
Sure as thy truth shall last, Zion shall begin. The bride is glory's earth can give, and brighter bliss of heaven.
Amen. May all the glory and honor be given back unto our Lord.
愿所有的荣耀都归给我们的主。
We'll leave the rest of our time to our brother.
把下面的时间交给我们的弟兄。
感谢主带领我们来到特会的最后一天。
We thank the Lord, He has brought us through to the last day of the conference.
这几天能和弟兄姊妹们相聚，心中实在充满欢喜。
These few days, as I'm able to gather with brothers and sisters, my heart is filled with joy.
我们最后一堂呢，我们还是请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
On this last message together, I do ask brothers and sisters to read the Word of God together.
我们请读马太福音十一章十二节。
Let's read together the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
我相信这节圣经弟兄姊妹已经非常熟悉了。
I believe brothers and sisters, we're all very familiar with this verse.
我们再把它读一遍。
We'll read it once again.
中文的先，然后英文。
We ask the Chinese to read together first, and then the English.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
Now in English, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
然后我们请看马太福音第二十五章。
Let us turn to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 25.
我们要从十四节读到三十节。
We start reading from verse 14 to the end.
我还是分两段来读啊。
We'll break it into two parts. Chapter 25, verse 14 to 30.
十四节，天国又好比一个人往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千。一个给了两千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。那领两千的也照样另赚了两千。但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
Reading from verse 14. For it is as if a man going away out of a country called his own bondmen and delivered to them his substance. And to one he gave five talents, and to another two, and to another one, to each according to his particular ability, and immediately went away out of the country. And he that had received the five talents went and trafficked with them and made five other talents. In like manner also he that had received the two, he also gained two others.But he that had received the one went and dug in the earth and hid the money of his Lord. And after a long time, the Lord of those bondmen comes and reckons with them.
二十节，那领五千银子的又带着另外的五千来说，主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看我又赚了五千。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心。我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领两千的也来说，主啊，你交给我两千银子，请看，我又赚了两千。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕，去把你这一千银子埋藏在地里，请看，你的原银子在这里。主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收，没有散的地方要聚敛。就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我回来的时候可以连本带利收回，夺过他这一千的来给那有一万的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Continuing with verse 20. And he that had received the five talents came to him and brought five other talents, saying, My Lord, thou deliverest me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained 5 other talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well, good and faithful bondman, thou wast faithful over a few things, I will set thee over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. And he also that had received the 2 talents came to him and said, My Lord, thou deliverest me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well, good and faithful bondman, thou wast faithful over a few things, I will set thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And he also that had received the 1 talent cometh to him, saying, Lord, my Lord, I know thee thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not scattered. And being afraid, I went away and hid thy talent in the earth. Behold, thou hast that which is thine. And his Lord answering said to him, Wicked and slothful bondman, thou knewest that I reap where I had not sowed, and gather from where I had not scattered. Thou oughtest then to have put my money to the money changers, and when I came, I should have gotten what is mine with interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give to him that has the 10 talents. For to everyone that has shall be given, and he shall be in abundance. But from him that has not, that even which he has shall be taken from him. And cast out the useless bondman into the outer darkness. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth.
我们再多读一节，以弗所书第1章18节。
We'll read one more verse in the Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 18.
以弗所书1章18节。
Ephesians 1, 18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛, 使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望, 使他在圣徒中得的基业, 有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Ephesians 1:18, The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
我们从头一天就和弟兄姊妹们讲到,
We have shared on the first day,
在神永远的旨意里面,
In the eternal will of God,
他有一个非常荣耀的计划,
He has a very glorious plan.
他就是在整个时间里面,
That is in the duration of time.
有分成今生和来世,
there is the time, the present time, and the time, the age that is to come.
而这个来世的时间呢, 就是圣经中所说的那最后的1000年。
And that age to come is what is in the Bible as that last 1000 years.
这个呢, 今天呢, 被称作是千禧年,
and when we call it as the millennium kingdom now,
也被称作是千年国度,
or we say that is the kingdom of 1000 years.
圣经也告诉我们, 这是神预备给那些爱主的圣徒们的奖赏。
And the Bible tells us this is a reward of those who love the Lord.
所以这个天国,
so this kingdom of heaven,
神是要我们
God desires for us to strive to enter into this kingdom of heaven.
所以我们已经说过, 弟兄姊妹们,
Now, brothers and sisters, we have already mentioned, not only do we have this hope of eternal life, we also have the hope of entering into the kingdom of heaven. May it be a desire that none of the brothers and sisters would neglect this. The word of God is very clear. We know today in the kingdom of heaven on earth, it is hidden. We must strive by force enter into the reality of the kingdom of heaven. So when the kingdom of heaven is manifested, then we'll be seated on the throne and reign with Christ. And we shall reign with him for 1000 years. And may it be that none of us, brothers and sisters, will lose this blessing.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
年日我的内心实在是非常的渴望
In the recent days, I long for this all the more
我觉得我今天在地上呢
I feel that while on earth
最大的盼望就是进天国
My greatest hope is to enter into the kingdom of heaven
我有工作可做 没工作可做 都没有关系
Whether I have work or not That is not of the importance
有道讲 没道讲 都没有关系
Whether I have time to preach or not That is not of importance
别人做什么 那边干什么
Many will do this, many will do that. I'm not interested.
我最大的盼望就是进国度。
My greatest hope is to enter into the kingdom
of heaven. 不管健康疾病，
whether in good health or ill,
不管顺利不顺利，
or whether smooth sailing or not,
只要能进国度，
as long as I can enter into the kingdom,
一切都值得。
All will be worth it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
my dear brothers and sisters,
我盼望你也有这样的心志。
I hope you also have this aim.
我们仰望主，
we look to the Lord.
真是给我们极大的怜悯，
that He will great mercy to us.
让我们没有一个弟兄姊妹轻看。
That brothers and sisters, none of us will careless and neglect this blessing which He has
prepared for us.
From the first
century,
we see John the Baptist proclaim, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And our Lord Jesus Himself proclaimed, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主叫门徒们也要随走随传，天国近。
And the Lord desire for the disciples wherever they go to preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
今天我们真的感觉天国近。
And today we truly feel the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
非常的靠近。
It is very near to us.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们还有不多的时候。
We do not have much time.
今天主没回来，就是给我们机会。
Before the Lord returns, He is affording this opportunity to us.
不要。疏忽这件事情。
Do not neglect this matter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主在马太福音里面。
We thank the Lord in the gospel according to Matthew.
主给我们有非常完整、非常清楚的一个讲论。
The Lord gives us a very clear explanation of this.
而最后呢，我们看见主把这一切天国的讲论集中在三个比方上面。
At the end, we can see how the Lord summarizes all that He has taught into these three parables.
那么这三个比方呢？
Now these three parables
都是集中在神的家。
It is all focused on this point about the house of God.
讲了有家人。
There's a household.
有家宴。
There is the house property.
No feast. 家的宴席。
Oh, there's the feast.The feast of the house.
还有家业。
And then there's house property.
所以主告诉我们，这是我在末了的时代中，神的儿女应该注意有关天国的事。
And so there are these three matters that we need to take note of in these last days about the kingdom of heaven.
我们已经讲到。
And we have already mentioned.
在神的旨意里面。
In the will of God.
家与国是两个重要的思想。
That these two thoughts are very important in the plan of God, the house and the kingdom.
你要进天国。
If we want to enter into the kingdom.
你首先要把注意力放在家上面。
First, we must focus on the house.
你努力地把神的家把它管理好。
Strive diligently.To rule well the house of God.
And
that is the qualification to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我想弟兄姊妹这样讲清楚吗?
Now, is that clear, brothers and sisters?
努力在神的家中。
And to strive diligently in the house of God.
将来你就可以进天国。
Then we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以主给我们的三个比喻。
So these three parables which the Lord gives us.
都是跟家有关系。
Has to do with the house.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道。
Brothers and sisters, we must know.
我们对神那个完整的爱。
And this, our love toward the Lord.
如果是完整的。
If it is complete.
就是爱神和神的家。
Then we will love God and His house.
这才是一个完整的一个爱。
That is the perfect love.
今天呢，我们很多人只强调说爱耶稣、爱主。
Today, maybe we'll say, oh, I love the Lord, I love Lord Jesus.
这是很宝贵的。
That is precious.
但是这个缺了一点呢。
But there is something lacking.
你要爱神和神的家。
You must love God and love God's house.
你要爱基督和基督的教会。
I love Christ and His church.
这才是一个完整的一个思想。
Then that is the complete thought.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
我们晓得今天在地上
，We know that on earth today，
有的地方的圣徒
，There are some saints。
我是这样听说的啊。
I hear this。
特别在日本。
Especially in Japan.
他们有些基督徒啊。
There are some saints there.
他们说呢，爱主没有问题。
It's okay to love the Lord.
教会太麻烦。
Oh, the church is too much trouble.
所以因此他们有了一个无教会的主义这么一个思想。
So they have this thought of having no church.
只要你信主就好。
As long as you believe in the Lord.
在家里面好好的读经祷告。
That is enough. Read the Bible at home.
顺服主耶稣。
Submit to the Lord Jesus.
聚会。不重要。
Assembling together is not important.
太麻烦。
It's too much trouble.
不要惹那个麻烦。
I don't need to bring on that trouble.
如果什么时候我们想聚会了，我们就召集一些人聚一聚。
And if we want to assemble together, we'll just call a group meeting.
他们用这样的思想。
And that is the mindset they have.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这是一个何等的错误啊
That is wrong.
啊，但是今天呢，你原谅我讲，有些弟兄姊妹们的虽然没有这样说。
Today, forgive me for putting it this way. Some may not express it outright.
但是在我们的感觉中呢。
But in our feeling.
觉得只要爱主就好。
It's enough for me to love the Lord.
聚不聚会，服不服侍不要紧。
Whether I gather together, whether I serve, that's not important.
我已经曾经碰到一些他们很久没聚会的弟兄姊妹。
And I've met brothers and sisters who are ready to meet.
我们见面的时候，他告诉我。
And when we meet, they tell me.
他孙弟兄
，Oh, brother, son.
虽然我这段时间没有聚会
even though I have not met together, sometime,
但是我跟主的关系还是很好的。
Oh, but my relationship with the Lord is still quite well.
弟兄姊妹，这个观念对吗
？Brothers and sisters, is this thinking correct?
这不是完整的爱。
That is not perfect love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
那些不聚会的人，慢慢的后面的结果都是不好的。
We see if we do not assemble together with God's people, our end will not be good.
神的家。是神的重要的心意。
Now, the house of God is important in the heart of God.
我们晓得主耶稣到地上来完成救恩。
We know that our Lord Jesus came into this world to complete the salvation.
就是为建立神的家。
It is to establish the house of God.
以弗所书里面很清楚告诉我们。
Ephesians tells us very clearly.
主是为教会舍己的。
That the Lord gave himself for the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
因为主的死他是要得罪一个团体。
And because of his death, he is to gain a group of people.
他要建立神的家。
And he would establish the house of God.
我们知道主耶稣到地上来的时候。
We know when our Lord Jesus was on earth.
以色列家已经完全失败了。
That the house of Israel has failed.
所以主到耶路撒冷不受欢迎。
And so when he was in Jerusalem, they did not welcome him.
主在地上没有家。
There's no house for the Lord on earth.
所以他讲了一句很心酸的话。
So he said some very aching words.
天空的飞鸟有窝，人土里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
The birds in the sky have a nest, and the birds have holes, but the son of man have nowhere to lay his head.
弟兄姊妹，主到地上来已经找不到家了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord was on earth and he could not find a home.
所以主付重大的代价。
So he paid a great and heavy price.
不仅是把我们救赎回来。
Not only to redeem us.
要把我们建立成为神的家。
But it's in order to build us up into the house of God.
我们再说只有这个家被建立了。
So when this house is established.
神的国才能够被彰显出来。
Then the kingdom of God will be manifested.
所以弟兄姊妹这是何等重要的事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is of utmost importance.
我们在旧约时代中。
Now in the old covenant.
我们已经讲过。
We have shared.
大卫是一个爱神的人。
David was one who loved the Lord.
大卫不仅爱神，大卫爱神的家。
David not only loved the Lord, but he also loved his house.
他一心为神要建立一个居所。
He had a whole heart to build a house, a place for God.
所以圣经称大卫是一个合神心意的人。
Therefore, the Bible calls David one who is after God's own heart.
我很喜欢英文。
I love the English translation.
After God.God's heart.
That is one who is after God's heart.
他是跟着神的心走。
He is chasing after the heart of God, following the heart of God. His service.
他的奉献。
His service, his offering.
是摸神的心的。
Really touches the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天能够有这样的心智。
Today, do we have such determination, this ambition?
我们做很多的事情能叫主动心吗？
All the things that we do, can we really move his heart?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，大卫是一个爱神和神的家。
Brothers and sisters, David was one who loved God and loved God's house.
那么在以后以色列历史中
，Now throughout then in the history of Israel,
有很多神的仆人、神的儿女们都是爱神的家。
There are many servants of God and the children of God who love God's house.
其中有一班的人叫我心里面非常受感动。
And there's a group of people that really moved me.
那就是可拉的后裔。
And that is the sons of Korah.
如果你读可拉后裔的诗
，When we read the Psalms of the sons of Korah，
哎呦，你看见那个可拉后裔他们对于神的城的那个里面的那个感觉是火热的。
Now you can see the great zeal they have within them for the house of God, the city of God。
他们所写的那个诗句。叫你读起来都热血沸腾。
All the psalms and all the lyrics they write in the psalms really cause us to be excited and boiling over.
很多时候我们读起来都叫我们掉眼泪。
And many times when we read it, it will cause us to weep.
你感觉那个感情是那么的丰富，那么强烈。
We can see how strong, how powerful the sentiment is.
不要忘记,
Now do not forget,
他们是可拉的后裔,
they are the sons of Korah.
他们的先祖曾经是失败的,
Oh, their father failed.
他们顶着先祖的羞辱,
Oh, they bear with them the shame of their father.
他们承认自己是可拉的后裔,
And they acknowledge themselves to be the sons of Korah.
我们的先祖失败了, 但我们要往前。
Yes, our father failed, but we will press on.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
他们是那样的爱神的家。
And this is how the sons of Korah love the house of God.
我们没有时间去讲他们的故事。
Of course, we don't have the time to tell of their story.
但是你会看见在旧约时代中间。
But we can see in the Old Testament.
有这般人，他们的心是在神的家上。
This group of people, their hearts were on the house of God.
你看，当以色列人被掳的时候，
Now we see when the Israelites were in captivity.
先知耶利米站在城门口呼喊。
The prophet Jeremiah was by the city gate and cried.
你们这些往远方去的人，
You who are going afar.
不要忘记耶和华，不要要纪念耶和华。
Remember the Lord God.
也不要忘记耶路撒冷。
And do not forget Jerusalem.
他们不仅是爱神，
Not only do they love God,
也爱神的家，
they also love God's house.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天你要进天国，
Brothers and sisters, for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven,
你必须要爱神的家，
we must love the house of God.
所以主这最后的三个比方，
So these three last parables,
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
都是集中在神的家，
it is all focused on the house of God.
所以这里就指明地告诉我们，我们在地上努力什么呢？
And clearly it tells us, if we strive on earth, what are we striving toward?
我再说你努力传福音，努力奔跑，努力传道是好的。
And I say again, when we strive to preach the gospel, when we preach, strive to follow the Lord, when we strive to preach, it is all good.
但是你是在这里是要建立神的家。
But here it teaches us to establish the house of God.
是为着神的家。
It is all for the house of God.
所以我们真是巴望在各处的聚会，
So we hope that all the assemblies
都具备神家的实际，
That we all bear the reality of the house of God.
我们晓得旧约的那个会幕已经说明这件事情。
Now we know the tabernacle in the old covenant speaks about the house of God.
神的家是神安息的地方。
The house of God is where God finds rest.
如果在地上大家吵来吵去熙熙攘攘的，那个神不要住在其中。
If in the house of God there is bickering and there's argument, God does not find rest and not want to live in that house.
会幕不仅是神安息的所在。
The tabernacle is not only where God finds rest.
会幕也是神设立宝座的地方。
The tabernacle is also where God will establish his throne.
所以这个家跟国是不能分的。
Therefore, the house and the kingdom cannot be separated.
今天如果我们在这里努力建立了神的家，
Today, if we want to strive to establish the house of God,
不仅我们安息，神在这里也安息。
Not only do we have rest, but God also finds rest.
神的宝座能设立在这里，
Then his throne is established in our midst.
神的国度的荣耀就会彰显。
Then the glory of God's kingdom will be revealed.
所以在圣经里面，这些思想我想是都是非常非常清楚的。
Therefore, I think these thoughts in the Bible are very clear to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们实在是来到一个非常紧迫的时代。
Today, the times are very pressing.
我们不要失去神给我们在他预言中所要赐给我们极大的福分。
Let us not forget and neglect the great blessing which God has given us in his word in this prophecy.
这三个比方我们已经讲了两个。
Now we already shared two of these parables.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们能记住。
Now brothers and sisters, bear in mind.
第一个，你要管理神的家。
First, it is to rule well the house of God.
把家人管好。
And to rule over the household.
但是你需要做忠心有见识的仆人。
And we must do so by being a faithful and prudent bondman.
第二个，我们要进入这个婚宴。
The second parable is for us to enter into this wedding banquet.
我们进入这个家宴。
And we have to enter into this house feast.
我们需要保持灵里面满了膏油。
And our spirit, we must be filled with oil, extra oil.
让我们里面的灯是明亮的。
So that the light will be shining bright within.
你不能有黑暗的光景。
We cannot have any dimness, any darkness.
那么今天呢，我们来到第三个比方。
Now today we have reached the third parable.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
这个比方呢，
Now in this parable,
也是今天很多基督徒所熟悉的。
It is also a parable many Christians are very familiar with.
那么这个比方呢
？In this parable，
那是讲神把他的家业，那么交付给人。
It speaks of God giving His substance, His house property, to His bondmen.
在圣经中啊
，Now in the Bible，
当我们提到这个家业的时候
，When we speak about the house goods, the substance。
这也是一个满了祝福的一个思想。
This is also a thought that is filled with blessing.
因为我们的神真是太富有了。
Because our God is so rich.
是无限的富有。
He is infinitely rich.
啊，有时候我在主面前想啊。
And sometimes I think.
神的儿女成千上万。
There's multitudes of myriads of His children.
神又乐意把他的产业呢跟我们分享。
God is willing to share His possession, His goods, His property with us.
每个人都有产业。
Each one of us have His possession.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你是有产业的人。
We are those who have inheritance, heritage.
啊，你不仅是富有的人，你是个富豪啊。
Not only are those we are rich, but we are wealthy. Very wealthy.
你知道你多丰富吗
？Do we just know how wealthy we are？
啊，大卫说：“耶和华是我的产业。”
When David says, "The Lord is my inheritance."
我的产业坐落在佳美之处。
And my heritage is beautiful to me; it's fallen in goodly places.
因为神给我们的。
What God has given us.
你不要想说，哎呀，教会里面呢，像我这么冷淡的人呢。
Do not think, oh well, someone such as me in the church, and I'm so cold.
大概你看那些服侍主的这个负责弟兄们呢、啊。
Oh, maybe look at the brothers who are responsible in serving the Lord.
他们将来恐怕是得着最好的。
Oh, perhaps they'll gain the best lot.
我呢，什么旧金山呢，什么不好的地方，给我一块就满足了。
No, even in the Golden Mountain, Golden Street, just give me just a small spot, and I'm satisfied.
弟兄姊妹你。太不认识父亲了。
Oh, brothers and sisters, how we do not know the Father's heart.
我们的父是多么的爱我们。
Our Father dearly loves us.
常常想到这些，我心里都很受感动。
And when I think of this, I'm deeply moved.
我们是什么人呢
？Who are we?
我们的光景这样的差，对不对
？Such a condition, woeful condition.
但是神给你的产业是坐落在佳美之处。
Oh, but our inheritance is beautiful to us. It has fallen in good places.
每一个神的儿女得到的产业都是非常的好。
And all of our heritage, our inheritance is beautiful.
我不知道，三藩市最好的地方在哪里、啊、
I don't know where the best place in San Francisco is.
可能你们知道。
Oh, you will know.
你很羡慕。
Perhaps you admire those areas.
人家说住在那里，哇，大家羡慕得不得了。
Oh, if I live in this neighborhood, I would be great.
但是到了那一天
，But on that day，
你看神给你的产业是地上没有办法比的。
That inheritance which God has given you on heaven， none on earth can compare to。
所以我们基督徒应当感恩的。
And so as Christians， we ought to be very grateful。
保罗的眼睛得开的时候
，And when Paul's eyes were open，
他就看见我们在主里面的恩典实在太大了。
He see how great， how grand God's grace is。
他就这样说：若有人不爱主，这人可诅可咒。
And he says， Anathema Maranatha， for anyone cursed be the one who loved not God。
神给你这么大的恩典，你居然连个感谢都不会说。
That this is such a wonderful, great grace, and yet we do not know how to be thankful.
我们是不是太亏负他了？
And we have come short of him.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们的天父拥有万有。
Our Father is all, Lord of all, He owns all.
啊，也许您说这样给不都给穷了吗？
And so if He gives and gives, oh, He'll run out, He'll be poor.
这么多人怎么分呢？
Oh, there are so many, how can He divide it up?
弟兄姊妹们，
oh, let us rest assured, brothers and sisters.
我们的神是无限量的。
Our God is infinite, unlimited.
啊，我们在数学上面我们有个无限大，对不对？
And so in the mathematical, there's this sign, infinite sign.
我们常常讲的无限大加一、无限大减一都没什么意义。
And so when we say infinite plus one, minus one, oh, that's meaningless.
我们的神
Our God,
你不要怕给穷了，不会的。
He will never run out, no, never.
所以我愿意把这样的一个意念告诉弟兄姊
妹。So I want to share this thought with you, brothers and sisters.
我们的神是极其的丰盛。
Our Lord is infinite rich.
在旧约时代中啊
In the old covenant,
神给以色列百姓
What he has given to the people of Israel is the beautiful land of Canaan. That is only a type, a figure to illustrate to us. You know the nation of Israel today. They're still fighting over this piece of land. After they restored their nation in 1948. And they say, this is what the Bible tells us. This map, this area is the beautiful land of Canaan.
所以每个地能拿回来要拿回来。
And so whichever piece of land I can reclaim, I will claim it back.
为什么加沙走廊打得这么惨烈?
And why is it there's so much battle in Gaza?
因为以色列人说这是迦南美地是我们的。
Because Israel claims this is the beautiful land of Canaan, it's mine.
别的国家说要让地。
And all the other nations say, no, you have to give up this land.
No,
because in their mind,
that
belongs to them. It's very sad. They're all fighting for this small strip of land. But in the Old Testament, it is a very important thought. We know the history of their restoration. When they were in England, and the British were moved. Because the land of Palestine was under the rule of England. And so the Jews wanted actively to return. But there's the Arabians and the Palestinians in the land. And so it really troubled the British. Well, why don't we do this? Oh, look, there are so many colonies that England owns throughout the world. How about we give you a good piece of land in Africa? Oh, and then you can restore your nation there? Oh, guarantee better piece of land there than that land. Israel said no. It is not the land which God gave us. Okay, fine. Let me give you another good land in South America. Israel said no. I'm only determined to get this piece of land because this is the inheritance which God gave us. And now, brothers and sisters, realize this concept is ingrained in the Jewish people. So forgive me for saying this. Now, this battle for the land, it will never end. Israel will never give way. Of course, they do not know the true intention of the Lord Jesus. For the people of God in the New Covenant, we understand this land of Canaan is a type of Christ. So our true inheritance is in Christ. And when Paul's eyes were open, just as our brother shared, the fullness of Christ is infinite, all the fullness of Christ. Christ is infinite. And what Paul saw is the unsearchable riches of Christ. And may God open our eyes. Today, our inheritance is in Christ. So, God desires to give us such an inheritance. Now, this thought of inheritance is wonderful. The more we gain of Christ, it also is conversely means Christ has gained more of us. So when we strive diligently to enter into the fullness of Christ, likewise, Christ also is more fuller in us. This is the words in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. The riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints. We thank the Lord. 2,000 years of church history. From the first century till now, we see numberless of the children of God enter into that inheritance.
上带进基督的丰富。
And on earth they bring forth the fullness of Christ.
他们也把基督的丰富彰显出来。
And they manifest the fullness of Christ on earth.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
因为圣灵在我们里面做工了。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
就是叫我们努力进入这个基业。
So that we can strive and into this inheritance.
我很喜欢这个诗篇十六篇。
Now I love Psalm 16.
大卫说：“耶和华是我的产业。”
Psalm 16 says, David says, "The Lord God is my inheritance."
也是我杯中的份。
And my cup and my lot.
啊，也许很多弟兄姊妹说：“好了，将来，再享受吧。”
And so this is wonderful. I can just enjoy in the future.
有那么多的产业。
Now I have so much inheritance.
啊，今天反而享受不到。
And so I cannot enjoy today.
在地上是受苦的。
Now I suffer so much here.
不。
No.
大卫告诉我们说呢，神是我们的产业。
David says, "The Lord is the portion of my inheritance."
但是也是我们杯中的份。
And my cup and my lot.
这个杯中的份就是今天你就可以享受到的。
In other words, when he says, "My cup and my lot," we can enjoy that today.
我们很多基督徒很可惜。
Oh, it is sad for many Christians.
你得做了基督做产业。
We gain him as our inheritance.
你的生活中从来没有享受他。
But yet in our life, we have never enjoyed him now.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督是你的满足吗
？Brothers and sisters, is the Lord our satisfaction?
是你的喜乐吗
？Is He our joy?
今天好多基督徒啊，
Today,
他们里面有满足的喜乐。
Oh, they have a fullness of joy.
像保罗一样关在罗马监牢里面。
And so, for example, Paul, he was in prison in Rome.
他心里是欢喜的。
But yet he was full of joy.
他在那里享受基督的丰富。
There he is enjoying the fullness, the riches of Christ.
我们现在活，有时候活的生活多可怜呢。
And how sad sometimes the way we live.
哎呀，我们聚会追求都是很苦啊。
Oh, when we pursue, when we gather together, oh, but it's so bitter.
人家说，哎，出去吃饭，那快乐了。
Oh, so, oh, when I go out for a meal, then I enjoy.
那么等等呢，有什么活动，有什么游戏，大家就快乐。
Oh, when there's games and there's activity, then that's when I'm joyful.
从来没有享受基督在你里面是喜乐。
But we never enjoy Christ Himself is our joy.
所以这个产业呢，今天你没享受到。
This inheritance we must enjoy now.
弟兄姊妹，你越多在生命中享受基督的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, the more we enjoy of the riches, the fullness of Christ in our life.
证明今生你在主面前已经进入这个产业。
In other words, even in this lifetime, we have entered into the reality of that inheritance.
那么你的生命中对于这个产业的经历。
Then our experiences of this inheritance now.
就是神的荣耀。
That would be the glory of God.
所以他在圣徒中所得的基业是有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Therefore, we read in Ephesians 1:18, the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我想我们今天
，I think for us today，
愿主保守我们
，May the Lord keep us。
啊，我们也能够在我们的有生的年日进入这个产业的丰富。
And throughout all the days of our life, we can enter into the reality of this inheritance.
继承过去教会历史上许多爱主的圣徒们。
That throughout all the ages, all the saints who love the Lord.
在他们的生活中、侍奉中荣耀主。
In their life, in their service, they glorify God.
今天我们让这个产业在底下显得更丰盛荣耀。
Today, may it be that we will manifest His inheritance even more fuller in a more glorious way.
这就是神的心意。
And this is the heart of God.
这就是告诉我们今天怎样努力在神面前往前。
This tells us how we are to strive diligently before the presence of God today.
所以，主把他的产业交付在地上的圣徒。叫他们学习来经营。
Therefore, God has given His inheritance to the saints on earth, so how we can do business traffic with it.
这就是这第三个比喻要告诉我们的。
And this is what the third parable is telling us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
这个比喻真的是非常的重要。
This parable is very important.
我们在地上。
On earth,
我们不是光外面做工在建立什么，我们是经营神的产业。
On earth, it is not only just to have a job and do work, but it is to traffic, do business with the inheritance, the possession of God on earth.
所以在这个比喻里面
，So in this parable,
他说天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就把仆人叫了来，把他的家业交给他们。
So in this parable we just read that the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who call his own servants and deliver unto them his goods, his substance. Now we know our Lord Jesus ascended on high. So he gives his house goods, his possessions to his people.
那么在这里呢,
so here,
他说呢, 他按着个人的才干给他们银子, 一个给5000, 一个给2000, 给1000。
And unto them he gives according to his several ability, some 5, 2, and 1.
那么神把他的产业呢,交给人的时候呢,
now when God gives his goods to people,
说按照个人的才干,
it is according to our several ability.
那么你有多少才干, 神就给你多少。
And to your particular ability, he will give you a lot to you this much.
我们做基督徒有时候觉得很困难，就我们也不知道自己的才干在哪里。
Now sometimes as Christians, we're troubled. We say, where is my talent?
也不知道自己有没有才干。
Where's my ability? Do I have any?
其实很多的时候，这个才干已经隐藏在里面。
But in fact, many, all is hidden within.
当你去用的时候啊,
when we begin to use it,
哇，弟兄姊妹才知道。 神老早把一些才干隐藏在你里面。
As we exercise it, we realize, oh, God has already given that ability to me, is hidden within.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹也许讲过一个经历啊。
Perhaps I've shared this experience with you, brothers and sisters.
我20几岁蒙召出来侍奉主。
When I was in my 20s, I was called to serve the Lord.
我就要从现在开始你要讲道了。
And so from now on, I have to start preaching.
我心里很害怕,
I was very fearful.
因为我前面有好多年长弟兄们都是很有恩赐的。
Oh, because there are many saints before me, they were very gifted.
我听他们讲到我很享受。
And I enjoy much when I hear them speak.
叫我自己讲我讲不出来的。
Oh, when I'm to speak, I can't.
所以呢我要怎么讲呢?
So what do, how do I speak?
所以有的时候要讲了就学人家在家里面组织一点道啊。
And so when I try to speak, when I speak, I try to imitate them and organize the sharing.
先找个题目,
let me find a theme.
然后呢, 找些经文,
and then some passages.
然后把它整理整理,
and then I arrange the passages.
最后最好再找两个精彩的故事。
Oh, let me find some dynamic stories to go along with it.
到处就翻那些书啊, 里面找故事。
And so I look all the books and find a good story.
你知道我们从前呢, 这个弟兄们为了帮助我们,
So in the past, our brothers, in order to help us,
你们知道张玉兰弟兄有一本叫做福音故事。
And so there are a brother who has this book about gospel stories.
然后呢, 后来还有一个什么侍奉的故事,
and so there are another, and many different stories.
收集了非常多的好的比喻。
And so collect so many good stories, good examples, illustrations.
所以那个我年轻时候, 这是我的帮助, 我就翻故事。
So that was my help when I was young, to look for these stories.
最好找两故事一讲, 大家都流泪的那更好。
Let me find some stories, and then when I tell the stories, everybody will weep. That would be even better.
如果把大家讲到流泪了, 我就觉得今天讲到很成功。
And so when I see people crying, oh, that means I did a good, I preach well.
然后弄一个好的结尾。
Oh, it was a good end. Let me wrap it up.
因为开头就是这样服侍。
And that's how I began to serve.
所以有一次我就是, 要去一个地方讲道，我就这么准备。
And so one time when I went somewhere, this is how I prepared.
结果那天去的时候啊,
and when I went,
主告诉我啊,
the Lord told me,
你不要讲这个。
Oh, don't share on this.
我说不讲这个还行啊。
Oh, if I don't share on this, what do I share on?
我说这个我准备了几个月啊。
Oh, I prepared a few months on this.
我说你讲这个。
The Lord says, no, talk on this.
我说这是什么题目?
What is this topic?
经文在哪里我也不知道。
I don't even know where the passages are.
主我不会讲。
No.
哦，那一天我跟主有争执啊。
So I was struggling, wrestling with the Lord.
后来主跟我讲,
and then the Lord said to me,
你要去讲道吗?
You want to go preach?
好吧，你去，我不去了。
Oh, you go, I won't go with you.
我说主，你不去还行啊。
Well, no, how can it be if you don't go with me?
当然要跟我一起去啊。
You have to go with me.
因为你要讲道嘛。
Because you're going to preach.
到底是你要讲道还是我要讲道?
Well, who's preaching, you or me?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你以为讲道很容易吗?
You think it's easy to preach?
是的,很容易。
Yeah, it can be.
如果主有话给你就容易。
If the Lord gives you word, it is easy.
没话给你很难的。
If there's no word, it's very difficult.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那一天我真是硬着头皮去啊。
And so that day, I just went head on.
一路上挣扎。
Oh, on the way, I was struggling, struggling.
求主怜悯我。
Lord, have mercy.
哎呀,我还跟主求情呢。
And I'm still pleading with the Lord.
主啊，你知道我是年幼的。
Lord, you know how young I am.
像耶利米一样的。
And just like Jeremiah.
你知道我是年幼的，没有经验的。
You know I'm young and I don't have experience.
你知道我准备一篇道多困难吗？
You know how difficult it is for me to prepare this?
我也没有懒惰，我用功准备的。
I was not lazy, I worked diligently.
现在你不要我讲了。
Now you don't want me to share this?
因为我讲那个。
You want me to share something else?
哎呀，你可怜可怜我吧。
Oh, why don't you have pity on me, Lord?
因为我讲这个有把握，讲你那个没把握。
If I share on this, I have assurance, something to hold on to.
到了那个聚会地方。
But if I go share what you want me to share, I don't have assurance, and I'm there now.
我等于硬着头皮上讲台。
And so I just have to tough it out.
最后一分钟我求主，主还是不答应。
And so even up to the last moment, I pray to the Lord, Lord, help me, give me this. No.
我感谢主的怜悯。
And I thank the Lord for his mercy.
当我一站在讲台上。
And once I stood on the pulpit,
哇，那个忽然之间话语就涌出来了。
Oh, then the words came out.
那个真是像活水的江河一样的涌流。
It is as if it is said that living water is out of my belly.
我一面讲一面自己稀奇。
And when I was speaking, I wondered.
哎呦，这个话从哪里来的？
Where did this come from? Where did that come from?
你嘴巴不断地讲。
And I continued just to share.
哇，全场都被震住了。
And everyone was shocked.
那个整个聚会鸦雀无声。
And they were in awe and silent.
我就从头到尾一气哈成讲了一篇道。
And so I just went from beginning to end and continued on.
哎呀，讲完之后我心里面好欢喜啊。
And after I shared, I was so joyful.
但是我知道这是主给我学的功课。But
I know this is a lesson from the Lord.
主要告诉我什么叫讲道。The
Lord is teaching me what it means to preach.
是他有话要讲。It
is he has words to say.
不是你有话要讲。It
is not that I have words to say.
我学到这个功课。Then
I learned this lesson.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。So,
dear brothers and sisters.
讲道是传递神的话。When
we preach, it is to deliver the word of God.
不是表现你的知识才干。It
is not to showcase our talent, our knowledge.
这是多么不容易一件事情。It
is not easy.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 到底我们有没有才干呢?
Do we have ability?
因为让我 从外表看，我的口才也不好，没什么可才干。Outwardly,
you can see that I'm not talented, not eloquent.
但是我们知道，神把才干给你。But
we know that God Himself gives us, enables us.
这个才干已经在你里面。That
ability He has given us within.
有信心相信主。You
have to have confidence and believe in the Lord.
主叫你去，你就去了。And
the Lord sends you, you will go.
你也不必预备什么话。We
don't need to prepare too much.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。Dear
brothers and sisters.
所以呢，神按照我们的才干。
So according to our particular ability.
所以因此告诉弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, I tell you, brothers and sisters.
我们蒙恩得救的人。
We who are saved by grace.
每个人都有才干。
Each one of us have an ability.
只不过你不知道就是。
Perhaps it is unknown to us now.
到神把你放在侍奉中的时候，你显出来了。
And when the Lord places us in service, it will be made known.
这是真的。
And that is true.
在教会历史上，很多神的儿女。 侍奉主人都是这样的经历。
There are many children of God who serve the Lord throughout the ages. That is their experience.
神从来不会为难我们。
The Lord will never cause us to be in difficulty.
你不能做神，还硬着拉你去做，神从来不做。
He will never coerce us and force us to go on and do what we don't want to do.
摩西的故事吗？
You know the story of Moses.
那么摩西80岁了，不会讲话了。
Now Moses was 80. He said, I cannot speak.
所以叫他去讲话，他觉得很为难。
So when God sends him to speak, he was troubled.
但是出埃及记3章12节。But
Exodus 3:12 there.
所有弟兄姊妹都应当记住。And
we all remember.
主说我必与你同在。And
the Lord says, I am with you.
这就是我打发你去的证据。And
this is the confirmation that I have sent you.
的意思说呢,
In other words,
摩西我让你去，我也去的。
In other words, Moses, I send you, but I will be with you. I will go with you.
神从来没说摩西，你去做，做做给我看。
And so Moses never said, God never said to Moses, Moses, you go and just show me.
那摩西就为难了，对不对？
Then that will be trouble for Moses.
我们没有时间去讲摩西的故事。
Now we don't have time to speak about Moses.
但是这是何等重要的提醒。
But this is such an important reminder.
所以到一个时候。
And so when the time is at hand,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
主如果要你做什么,
whatever the Lord calls you to do,
你相信主的带领,
believe the Lord will guide you.
你都不知道自己有这个才干,
and you don't realize you have this ability.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我20几岁时候完全不知道的,
in my 20s, I did not know.
哎呀，我现在80多岁了。
Now in my 80s,
我回头看，我一讲讲了50几年。
I look back and reflect, oh, I've been preaching for over 50 years.
有时候自己想想都是, This is amazing.
I think to myself, oh, this was amazing.
怎么可能?
How can it be?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神就按照我们不同的才干, 他就有不同的托付。
According to our particular ability, he will entrust to us.
有人说这个才干就是恩赐。
And some say this, talent is our gift.
但是我们晓得恩赐是神给的, 对吧?
We know that God himself is the giver of gifts.
是完全不是自己的。
It is not of our own.
但是我们要清楚一件事情。
But we must be clear on one thing.
神把才干给我们是为着神的家。
When he gives us an ability, it is for his house.
是为着神的事业。
It is for his business.
不是为你个人的事业。
It is not for our own business.
今天我们知道在地上的事教会中犯这个错误的人很多。
And we see so much of this error in the church today.
我们用神给我们的恩赐建立自己的事业。
We use the gift of God, the ability God has enabled us to establish our own business, our career.
完全得罪主的事。
And that really offends the Lord.
这个叫做偷窃神的荣耀。
And this is robbing God of his glory.
所以这是一个重要提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
那么在这里呢,
So here,
主告诉我们所给的产业呢, 有五千, 两千, 一千。
And so that which is given here is 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent.
那么在圣经里面主的话告诉我们这五千两千一千都是不多的。
And so in the story it tells us whether it's 5,000, 2,000, 1,000, or 2,000, it's not much.
在我们的感觉中间呢五千是很多的。
Oh, in our feeling when it's given 5 talents,
两千是还可以。
It's a lot, 2,000 will do.
算不得什么。
Oh, 1,000 is not much.
这里啊有一个很有趣的一个问题。
But there's a very interesting question here.
就是弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他没有讲给谁五千，给谁两千，给谁一千。
Now it doesn't tell us who got what.
所以我刚出来侍奉主的时候也有点困惑。
So when I began to serve the Lord, I was wondering.
有的弟兄们问我说：“孙弟兄，你是几千的？”
Some brothers asked me, "Oh, brother Sun, how much talent was entrusted to you?"
我是不敢讲。
I dare not say.
当然了，五千我是不敢讲。
Of course, I dare not say 5,000.
我觉得讲两千我也蛮骄傲的。
Oh, even if I said 2 talents, 2,000, it's still very prideful of me.
但是我更不敢谦卑到我讲我自己是一千。
No, but I don't want to be so humble and say, well, I only have 1 talent.
如果一千也丢到黑暗里面。
No, because if I said I have 1 talent, I'll be one cast in outer darkness.
千万不要谦虚到一个地步说主啊，我是一千的。
Oh, so do not let us be overly humble and say, well, I only have 1 talent. Well, that's the end of 1 talent.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你只要努力就好了。
We just need to focus that our attention is to strive.
你努力照主说的，主的话去做。
And strive according to what the Lord tells us to do.
你也不会知道你自己是几千的。
We don't know how many talents he has given us.
过去啊，我们弟兄们解释这段话的时候呢
，Now in the past when brothers interpret this，
把这一个解释就五千的属灵大汉五千。
And so when it's 5,000, it is very spiritual.
我们一般服侍主的这个工人呢、啊，长老执事大概两千。
The servants get 5,000. Elders and deacons they have the 2,000.
大多数弟兄姊妹都是一千。
And most of us will have the 1,000, 1 talent.
弟兄姊妹们，这个说法对吗
？Is that right?
我感觉这个说法很可怕。
I feel that this is a very terrifying.Explanation.
因为从天主教到根正教
because from Catholicism to Orthodox Church.
因为他们有圣品阶级和平信徒
because they have the mindset of the clergy, those who are clergy and those who are laymen.
好像那些神职人员他们是五千两千的
It seems as if the clergymen, they all have the 5,000 and 2,000.
平信徒都是一千的
And all the laymen have 1,000.
不不不，弟兄姊妹们
No, brothers and sisters.
这完全在乎你自己的努力
This really depends on how diligent you strive.
你不要管他五千两千一千
Regardless, 5, 2, or 1.
你照着主的话去做
But we do according to the word of God.
你说不定去你显出来的你真是五千
Oh, perhaps it will be manifest, made known that you have 5 talents.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
在我过去的经验中间
in my past experience,
我们看见有很多弟兄姊妹呢，他们也在教会中也不是什么工人，也不是什么长老执事。
We see many brothers and sisters in the assembly. They are not the servant. They are not elders or deacons.
我记得很清楚，有一次我在洛杉矶
I remember one time very clearly in L.A.
有两个老姊妹
There's 2 elderly sisters.
她家里面请了几个福音朋友
And they invited some gospel friends to their house. Because they know that I serve the Lord. So they called me.
兄弟兄啊,我们家里有几个福音朋友,请你来传福音。
Oh, brother son, there are some friends at our gospel friends at our house. Why don't you come and share the gospel?
但我不能推辞,我就去了。
And so I cannot refuse, so I went.
哪里晓得我一到他们家里面了?
Oh, well, what I discovered was when I was at their house.
哇,这两个老姊妹已经开始传了。
Oh, the two elderly sisters already preaching the gospel to them.
所以我就坐在旁边听。
So I just sat there and listened.
结果从头到尾就他们两个人讲。
And so from beginning to end, it was the two sisters sharing.
哎呦,讲得非常的精彩啊。
And they shared, it was very dynamic.
非常的感动啊。
It was very colorful, moving.
所以那天去,我一句话也没讲。
So I didn't say anything there that day.
根本没机会跟你讲。
I didn't have a chance to speak.
他们叫我去传福音,结果他们两个就传。
And they asked me to go share the gospel. They were sharing the gospel.
弟兄姊妹,你能说这是一千的吗?
Brothers and sisters, is that one talent?
在过去这些年日,
now, in all these days,
我们过去很多认为是一千的弟兄姊妹,
there are so many brethren who think I only have one talent.
他们做了很多的事情,
but they have done so much.
都是你我所没办法做的,
it's something that you and I are not able and cannot do.
有次我跟一些弟兄姊妹到医院去看病人,
one time I visited with brothers and sisters, visited some in the hospital.
我是很不会安慰病人,不知道怎么安慰。
I really find it difficult to comfort those who are ill.
那个弟兄坐在轮椅上,病得很厉害。
And so his brother was in the wheelchair, he was gravely ill.
我进去看见,哎,我说弟兄你好。
And I went and say, I greeted the brother, how are you?
我下面也不知道该讲什么。
And I really was at a loss for words.
结果旁边忽然一个姊妹就上去了。
Oh, but the sister rushed up. And the sister just went on talking to the brother. And so she was sharing so zealously that the brother was weeping. I was in awe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
谁是五千的?
Who's the 5,000?
谁是两千的?
Who's the 2,000?
谁是一千的?
Who's the one talent?
你知道吗?
You know?
你知道你自己是几千的吗?
Do you realize, know how much you have? We don't know.
但在这里一个重要的提醒,
but the important reminder here,
这个一千的做了一件非常不好的事情,
now the one with the one talent did something very foolish.
这是一个重要的警戒啊,
and this is a grave reminder, warning to us.
就他把这一千的埋在土里面,
he dug in the earth and hid it.
啊, 当然这个有属灵上的意思,
and of course, there's a spiritual meaning to this.
啊, 那么 你也可以说这个属地的事物把它盖住。
And so we can say it is the earthly matter that covered up this talent.
他对主人也认识不够。
And he did not have a good understanding of his Lord.
他觉得主人是忍心是硬心的人。
He thought his master was a hard man.
并且主人是不讲理的人。
And that his master was unreasonable.
这是 这个恶仆人对着主人的一种的领会。
And this is the understanding of this wicked and slothful servant.
当然这是对我们是个警戒。
This is an admonishment
to us. 我们都知道我们的神是恩典的神。
We know that our God is a gracious God.
我们的神是满有慈爱的。
And he is filled with loving kindness.
他是乐意给我们的。
He is so willing to give unto us.
他都是给我们多,要求的少的。
And he gives us, showers us with much, and requires only a little.
这说明就是我们今天有很多时候,我们根本不在意他,他给我们的多。
So this really speaks to the fact that we don't know our master, and we are careless about how much he has given us.
他把他那一千两埋在地里了。
This wicked servant hid his talent and buried it.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
所以这个一千的,
and this one talent,
有很可能是一些工人,
perhaps it is some servants.
他们忙了半天呢,都是为了地上的好处。
Oh, they have labored and busy all day. It was for all the earthly goodness.
是圣经给我们很严厉的警戒。
So this is a solemn warning from the Bible.
不能走巴兰的路。
Do not go on the way of Balaam.
很多侍奉主人是为名为利的。
Many servants of God is for riches and fame.
为着自己的好处的。
For my own goodness.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters.
那么你, 虽然好像是侍奉主,
even though it seems as outwardly we're serving the Lord,
但是你所做的事情像一千的,
oh, but the things that we do are like this wicked servant with the one talent.
因为完全被地上的事物盖住,
it is all covered by earthly things.
很多人讲道喜欢表现自己的学问,
many when they preach, they want to showcase their knowledge, their academics.
什么天文地理, 什么哲学, 讲一大堆,
oh, in their preaching, they can share anything under the sun.
弟兄姊妹知道你是多有学问,
and everybody realizes, oh, how educated this person is.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这些都是一千的,
that is all one talent.
因为呢, 他用地上的事情把, 把主的产业遮住,
well, because it is all covered up with the earth, the earthly things.
所以要很小心,
so we have to be very careful.
我们绝对不能让属地的事物盖住了我们在主面前的该, 该尽的功用。
Let us not use the earth, the earthly things to cover up our function which we ought to have.
所以这个, 这个五千的这个两千的，这个一千的
，So this five talent, two talent, and one talent,
是很有意思的一个比方。
It is a very meaningful parable.
啊，这里简单说，只要你肯尽功用。
Here it encourages us as long as we will fulfill our function.
神的灵感动你，你就愿意去做。
When the Holy Spirit moves us, we're willing to act.
你可能就是五千两千的。
Perhaps we're the five talent and two talent.
你不肯尽功用。
If we're unwilling to
你看不见你功用。
Fulfill our function, we cannot see our function.
把它埋在地里的。
And we hide it under the earth.
所以我们在教会里面呢。
So in the church.
我们不能用这样子来分的啊。
We cannot divide it up this way.
哦，他五千，我两千，你一千。
Oh, you have five, I have two, and they have one.
不。
No.
这个比喻是鼓励我们。
This parable, in fact, is to encourage us.
神把他的家业托付给所有神的儿女。
That he has given his goods, his house goods, to all his children.
所以我觉得最可惜的是什么呢
？So what is most sad here?
今天神很多神的儿女们不感觉教会是家。
No, not all the children of God feel the church is a house, their home.
我们也不觉得自己是家人。
I do not feel as a member of the household.
都是做客的。
I'm a guest.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不对的。
That is not right, brothers and sisters.
你是家中的一员。
You're a member of the household.
你像你的弟兄姊妹都有家，对不对
？We all have houses.
有孩子。
We have home.
连这些孩子们都晓得的。
Even the little ones.
这是我们的家。
This is my home.
我们在里面应该尽责任的。
We have our responsibility.
有的孩子们很好，帮助父母洗碗，这个洗碟子的。
Some children are wonderful. They help their family with the household chores.
有的孩子们帮着父母们扫地的。
And so they sweep and they clean.
因为那是他的家。
Because that's their home.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
今天我们是天父的儿女啊。
Today we're the children of the heavenly father.
我们是家人。
We're a member of the household.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们不是做客，你不是寄居的。
And so Paul says we are not a guest. We are not a stranger.
我们是家里的人。
We are a member of the household.
哎呀。这是多么重要的一件事情
This is very important.
当然，因为这个家太大了。
Oh, because this is a great household.
神的儿女太多了。
There are many children of God.
所以呢，我们在地上很可惜，有的时候一个聚会就分成一个个小小的团体。
And so, very sad. Sometimes the assemblies break into very many small cell groups.
有时候我们感觉，这个才是我们的家。
Oh, but we feel, is this our home?
啊，如果今天人家问旧金山弟兄姊妹，教会在哪里？神的家在哪里
？If you ask the brethren, the local brethren, where's the house of God, the home of God?
也许人说哦，在 San Bruno。
No, it's in San Bruno。
对不对
？Right。
到了别的地方了，就是做客了。
When we're elsewhere, we're like a guest。
你去参加别的聚会。
When we are at another assembly。
就不容易有这个所谓弟兄姊妹的这个感觉了，对不对
？We may not have the same sentiment with brothers and sisters elsewhere。
我有一次啊。
One time。
那么在 New Jersey，
I was in New Jersey。
有个弟兄他参加，他在一个聚会里面。
And there's a brother in the assembly。
我知道那个聚会的弟兄姊妹啊。
Now I know the brethren in the assembly。
对我们这个背景是有意见的。
They have some bias toward the way we gather。
他们是很不喜欢我们这个背景的人。
They really are not happy with the background that they associate with us.
那天也很特别，他们礼拜三晚上剥饼。
And so very uniquely, they break bread on a Wednesday evening. And so, brother son, you come, why don't you give a few words? So I went with him to the meeting. And when the brethren saw me there,
oh,
their faces were very solemn. Not one smile. You can just sense the denseness of the atmosphere.
当然，本来我心里想不要讲了。And
I thought, oh, maybe I shouldn't say anything.
在这种气氛里面，交通很困难的。Now,
under such an atmosphere, it's hard to share a few words.
但是呢，他们又来了，说，孙弟兄在我们中，请他有点交通。Oh,
brother son is with us today. Why don't we ask him to share a little bit?
眼睛瞪大大，看你要讲什么。And
so their eyes were looking, glancing at me, wondering what I will say.
所以我一站起来。So
when I stood.
我说亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
I say, dear brothers and sisters,
我是你们的亲戚,
I am your relative.
哎,我这么一讲,他们大家就笑了。
Even before I can finish, they all laughed.
这么一笑,整个气氛就溶解了。And
well, when they smile and laugh, then that really cuts through the dense atmosphere.
然后我后面就有点简短的交通。And
so I share a little bit.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个家的感觉有时候不容易啊。
And so it's not easy to have this sentiment, this feeling of home.
所以今天神把他的家业分给人。
So now God has given his house goods to his people.
做什么? 叫他们去做买卖。
For what purpose? It is for them to traffic with, to do business with.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那么这个是讲到怎么来经营神的产业。
This is teaching us how we ought to do business, engage business with the house of God. So did we take note of this? This 5,000 made another 5,000. And the 2,000 made another 2,000 beside.
当我们讲买卖的时候啊,
now, when we speak about trading,
我们不能光讲赚, 有时候有赔的, 对不对?
We can't just say, oh, I have a good deal.
但这里没有讲赔。
Now it then gives us this illustration.
请弟兄姊妹注意啊,
brothers and sisters, take note.
他这里讲只赚不赔,
and so it's not a loss here. We're not
哇,
losing out. We're making money.
你愿不愿意做啊?
And so with this kind of business, are you willing to involve yourself in?
有个生意是只赚不赔的,
so it's only making. There's no loss, only a profit.
请我们记得,
so let us remember,
侍奉主,
when we serve the Lord,
就是稳赚不赔的,
it is only you will profit. There's no loss at all.
这个太划算,
oh, this is just a wonderful business model.
所以你不服侍太吃亏了,
so we don't serve, actually, we're the ones missing out.
弟兄姊妹, 并且感谢主, 他说得很奇妙,
brothers and sisters, it's wonderful how it's illustrated.
5,000就赚了5,000,
5,000 made 5,000,
2,000就赚2,000,
and the 2,000 made another 2,000.
哎呀, 我以前读是, 为什么5,000的不赚8,000呢?
I thought, how come the 5,000 didn't make 8,000?
或者5,000的赚3,000,
or maybe 3,000.
2,000的赚1,000,
and 2,000 made 1,000.
2,000的赚个5,000,
or maybe 2,000 made 5,000. Wouldn't that even be better?
为什么只有5,000就赚5,000, 2,000就赚2,000呢?
Why is it only 5 for 5 and 2 for 2?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
后来我一点点的领会,
later on, I understood a little more.
这就是说呢, 今天你只要尽本分就可以了。
In other words, today it is telling us, as long as we do our best, do our all,
你有五千,你就赚五千就够了。
If we have five, we make five, that is enough.
神没有要求更多。
God is not asking for more than that.
你有两千,另外赚两千就够了。
If it's two for two, that's all.
就尽你的本分服事。
Do your all, do your best.
弟兄姊妹,这个意念很重要。
Brothers and sisters, this mindset is very important.
我这些年常常在 自己里面鼓励自己,
and so I'm trying to encourage myself.
主所托付的, 我有没有尽我的本分?
What God has entrusted to me, did I give my all?
你该做的没有做,
did I do what I ought to do?
那么你对主有亏欠,
otherwise, we come short of the Lord.
神没有要求我们太多,
oh, God did not require too much.
你只要尽自己的本分服事就可以了,
just as we do our part, and that is enough.
你不要去看别人,
do not look at another.
你也不要去比较,
do not compare.
这个彼得晚年,
and Peter in his old age,
主啊正在对他说话呢,
and when the Lord speaks to him,
他说这人将来如何?
And then he, before he asked, well, what about this man?
主说这人如何与你何干呢?
And so when he asked about another, about John, said, oh, that has none of your business. I have for you and for him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
不要管别人,
do not look at another.
要看看你自己有没有尽本分,
but see if we have given our all, do our part.
侍奉就是尽本分就够了。
And so when we serve, we do our part, and that's suffice.
这样你的侍奉就很安息。
And so when we serve in that way, we can be restful.
你专注在你自己里面的情况。
Do what your part is.
你不需要去管别人。
But do not need to mind others' business.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我多年来感谢主的恩典。
So many years, I'm thankful for God's grace.
我也和很多有恩赐的弟兄们一同配搭。
And I can serve together with many gifted brothers.
开头我都很紧张啊。
At the very beginning, I become very anxious.
但是后来呢，主提醒我。
Later on, the Lord reminded me.
你不要管别人讲什么。
Oh, do not be too careful about what others are sharing.
你尽你的本分就好。
You do your part.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面就安息。
Then brothers and sisters, then I have rest.
那么你所做的一切。
All that you have done.
这里告诉我们，最后主人回来了。
And then it tells us at the end, the master came back.
他用了一个字叫算账。
And he says to reckon with them.
啊，结账要出来结，回来结账。
And it is to settle account to reckon with them.
这个五千两千的被主称赞。
Now 5,000, 2,000 were praised by the master.
啊，这个称赞。
And this praise
非常重要。
It is very important.
他第一个说好。
He says, good.
不是 good, well done.
Well done.
我们英文里面呢很用这个字很普遍啊，一个孩子做得好 well done.
And so in English, it's very common, well done.
做得好
well done.
啊，这表示主的心很喜悦。
And so that really represents how joyful our master's heart is.
主说你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Thou good and faithful servant.
啊，这里呢，可以简单的说，良善是指这个人说的。
And so we can say good and faithful. Good is speaking about the person.
忠心是指的主的托付说的。
Faithfulness is toward what the master has entrusted to him.
我们晓得在神的侍奉上。
We know in the service of God.
神所注意的第一件事就是我们这个人。
And so the first thing he always regards is the servant, the man.
然后才是我们所做的。
And then all our works.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个很重要。
So this is very important.
这个良善呢
？Now this well done.
我们在圣经里面，这个良善是指的神说的。
And so we know this word "good" also is word to use to describe God Himself.
那很简单，就说你这个侍奉主的人呢，你有基督的性情，有基督的性格。
In other words, when "good" is used to describe God, that He is good, then "good" as the servant means we have His nature, His character.
我们。都知道我们侍奉主要努力地追求像主。
We know as a servant of God, we have to strive to be made like our Lord.
主耶稣是侍奉上面最标准的一个榜样。
And our Lord himself in his service, he is the standard.
我们不需要用人做榜样。
And we don't need others as the standard.
当然神也许可我们。
Of course, the Lord allows for us.
所以像保罗一样，你们效法我，像我效法基督。
And so, as Paul encourages us, you imitate me as I imitate Christ.
最重要效法基督。
Most important is to imitate Christ.
如果你能效法基督，你就不需要效法任何人。
If we're able to imitate Christ, we don't need to imitate any other.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
所以在侍奉上面
，so in service.
第一个神所注重是人，第二个才是才干。
In our service, first he regards the person, the worker, and then the work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，dear brothers and sisters,
你这个侍奉的人被神接纳了。
If the worker is acceptable, pleasing to God,
那个是比什么都重要。
That is of utmost importance over any other thing.
这样的例子太多了。
And there are so many of such examples.
你看旧约，神就是把摩西制作成一个神的仆人。
And so we can see in the old covenant, God calls Moses his servant.
神在他身上花了80年的功夫来制作他。
That God has been working on the person of Moses for 80 years.
然后才用他40年。
And then only used him for 40.
神用长时间的时间做工在一个人的身上。
And so God, for a long period of time, works and works upon a person.
今天神在我们身上也是一样。
It is the same for us today.
如果我们不是一个侍奉神的人
，If we're not one who serves God, a servant of God,
我们在主面前做的事情都没有价值。
Then all our service before Him is meaningless.
神也不能托付我们。
And God cannot entrust anything to us.
所以门徒知道有3年半。
And so the disciples followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
他们起伏上下，对不对
？And there's so many ups and downs for them.
那么到最后主死复活了。
But at the end, when our Lord died and was risen again,
复临
and the Pentecost came,
他们就成为神手中可用的器皿。
Now they become a vessel useful, meet for the Master's use.
可以把大的恩赐托付。
And God is able to give them great ability.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们实在是 需要好好的追求。
Today we must pursue wealth.
啊，要我们能够越过越像主的。
So the more and more we become like our Lord.
啊，这里的忠心是指着神的托付说的。
And the faithfulness here about the servant, good and faithful servant, is about what God, the master, entrusts to him.
神把他的家业托付给我们。
When God has entrusted his business, his house goods to us.
所以神绝不会把他的家业变成我们个人的事业。
God will not make his house goods to become our goods, our careers.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我年轻时候呢，有弟兄姊妹给我讲几句话，非常的宝贵。
When I was young, other brethren have given me these very, very precious words.
他说，弟兄，你侍奉主。
Brother, when you serve the Lord,
要记得。
Remember this.
教会是主的。
The church is the Lord's.
工作是主的。
The work is the Lord's.
羊群也是主的。
The flock also belongs to the Lord.
没有一样东西是你的。
None of that belongs to you.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的提醒！
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
所以一直到今天，我牢记在心。
So even today, I remember these words.
教会是主。
The Lord, the church belongs to the Lord.
工作是主。
The work is the Lord's.
羊群也是主。
And the flock also belongs to Him.
没有一只羊是你的。
There's not one sheep that is ours.
哎呀，我觉得在地上我们侍奉主是很可怜。
And so I feel very sad. It seems when I'm serving.
我们的教会变成个羊圈，自己搞个羊圈。
And so in our assembly, it seems like we have our own fold here.
一只羊也不能跑掉。
Oh, I cannot let any of this sheep go.
啊，如果跟着别人来偷羊的来了。
No, it go to another flock. Well, they're stealing my sheep.
哎呀，难过的不得了。
And so I feel so bad about that.
哎呦，如果人多，我们就高兴了。
And so when there's a great fold, oh, I'm so happy.
夸耀这聚会多少人。
Oh, look, so many members here.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我说这个羊是你的吗？
And the question is, is this sheep yours?
你看到你死的时候啊，
when you pass on,
你一只羊也带不走的。
You cannot take any of the sheep with you.
哪只羊是你的？
Which one of the sheep belongs to you?
我们自己也是羊啊。
We ourselves are sheep.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
所以我这些年在侍奉上，
and so throughout the years,
里面得到很大的释放。
Serving the Lord and with this mindset, I'm very free.
有人觉得跟着我们说这路太难了，要走。And 感谢主你。你如果觉得找到合适地方，你照你的自己的意愿。
Oh, so perhaps some follow this way and say, oh, this way, the way you gather is too difficult. I need to look for someone else. As the Lord leads, if you find elsewhere that's more suitable for you, as the Lord leads.
我也不会受刺激。
I would not be impacted or to be unhappy about that.
我曾经跟你们讲过，有一个姊妹啊，她跑到一个灵恩的聚会去了。
I shared the story with you about a sister who went to a charismatic assembly.
她故意刺激我。
And she wanted to provoke me.
去了她一天打电话给我。
So one day she called me.
她孙弟兄。
Oh, brother son.
我在这里非常快乐。
Oh, I'm so happy here.
我也生气，我没生气，我说感谢主。
And she tried to provoke me and tried to make me angry. I said, oh, thank the Lord.
希望你一直都是快乐。
I hope that you continue to be happy.
好好爱主，跟随主。
You love the Lord and follow the Lord.
你不需要去责备他。
You don't need to rebuke another.
因为弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女太多了。
Because there are so many children of God.
所以呢，今天我常常讲这条道路。
So I say many a times this way.
是主带我走这条路。
The Lord lead me to go this way.
主带你走这条路。
The Lord lead you to go this way.
主带他走这条路。
The Lord leads another to go this way.
所以我们才一同走主的路。
And so we all go on the way of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
求主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们看见。
So that we can see.
神给我们。
What God has given us.
有许多的这些托付。
There are many things He entrusts to us.
所以主说五千、两千、一千的都不多的。
So, five, two, or one is not too many.
然后主说你在小事上忠心。
Because if you're faithful over a few things,
就够了。
That is enough.
这句话也多年来对我是很大的激励。
These words are a great reminder for me.
尤其我刚到西雅图那天。
Especially when I was first in Seattle.
前途茫茫，不知道在那里要做什么，因为没有聚会的，我一个人一家人搬去了。
The whole family moved there. New environment is just unknown ahead of me.
就说你只要在小事上忠心就。
And the Lord reminded me, be faithful over a few things.
不需要什么雄心大志。
You don't need to have great ambitions to succeed.
不需要有什么做大功的思想。
Don't have any mindset of doing great, great work.
小事上忠心。
Be faithful over a few things.
哎呀，这是主何等大的恩典。
What a great grace from the Lord.
说主啊，感谢你。
I say, Lord, thank thee.
你知道我这个人很小。
And you know how little I am.
我做不了什么大事。
I cannot do great work.
如果把大事给我，反而压死我了。
If you give me great work, you'll crush me to death.
在小事上忠心不好吗？
Isn't good to be faithful over a little.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
No, brothers and sisters.
神从来不会要求我们过于我们所事的。
God can, will never give us more than we can bear.
所以侍奉上面，
And in service.
最好就是这样。
This is best.
啊。那个做五千，那个五千的、两千的，其实也都是小事。
Five or two, they're all little things, few things.
那么后面讲说
，And then the Lord says，
五千的又赚五千，两千又赚两千。
Five made five, and two gained another two.
主说你可以进来，
and the Lord says，
享受你主人的快乐。
Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
将来我要派许多事给你管理。
And I will make you。Rule over many things.
所以这里再次讲到今生决定将来。
Again, here it tells us what we do today in the present will determine our future tomorrow.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你今天在地上只要守主所叫你该做的，其实小事。
Brothers and sisters, what the Lord has entrusted you today, even though they are little, be faithful to it.
将来主就会把更大的事托付给你。
Then the Lord will make you ruler over many things, great things.
所以神说
，So God said，
在路加福音里面讲到
，In Luke it says that，
将来有人要管十座城，管五座城
，Some will over 10 cities, some 5 cities。
哇，那个是很大的托付啊
！That would be great entrustment。
今天如果人把旧金山托付给你了，你恐怕我们还不敢接呢，对不对
？Now if someone entrusted you the whole city of San Francisco to you to rule over, perhaps you're sheepish to rule over it。
如果进入了千年国度
，Now when we're in the Millennium Kingdom，
假使旧金山还在啊
，Now if San Francisco is still around，
你忠心跟随主
，And then you are faithful to the Lord，
主说好，把旧金山给你管了
，The Lord says fine， you rule over San Francisco。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们需要明白这个事
，We must understand this，
这是非常重要的事情。
This is a very important service.
今生在主面前好好的学习。
Let us learn well in this present life.
听主的话。
To obey the word of the Lord.
顺服恩高的教训。
To follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你不仅将来主会把更多事托付给你。
Not only will He entrust us with more.
你可以进入国度的喜乐。
But we can enter into the joy of the kingdom.
主的快乐那是 无法形容的快乐
The joy of our Lord is indescribable
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
圣经中就因此给了我们更很重要的警戒
In the Bible it gives us very grave reminder
千万不要犯这个错误
Let us not make this error
我们要认识我们的主
We must understand our Lord
知道他的恩典
We know his grace
千万不要像那个恶仆人。
Let us not be that wicked and slothful servant.
把你的功用整个让埋在世界里面。
That we have hidden our talent and buried it under the earth.
主说你至少你把这一千两银子拿去给那个兑换银钱的，对不对
？Well, the Lord says at least you take my money to the money exchangers and you will have made interest.
这是什么意思呢
？Now, what does this mean?
什么是这个兑换银钱的呢
？And what is the money exchangers?
这就是说。你要看哪里赚钱，你就往哪里投资。
And so wherever there's money to be made, you go invest it.
弟兄姊妹，对不起啊，因为我呢对这个股票我是外行，我也没兴趣。
Now brothers and sisters, forgive me. I'm an outsider, novice. I have no interest in the stock market.
但是我常常听见弟兄姊妹在讲说，哇，这个股票好，那个股票要投。
But I oftentimes hear the brothers mention, oh, this stock is good, that stock is great.
因为他知道这点钱放进去，马上就有回利啊。
No, because they know if they put money into that stock, they'll make a lot.
哇，从前都是放进去的几千块，现在变得多少万了、啊。
And so they put in a few thousand, now it becomes hundreds of thousands.
哇，我听了都很吃惊。
And so when I hear it, I'm in shock.
但是我没兴趣。
Oh, but I'm not interested.
弟兄姊妹，在属灵事上是这样的。
Now, brothers and sisters, that's a spiritual matter.
你看哪里赚钱，你往哪里投。
And so, when there is money to be made, you invest in that.
你学习跟别人一同同工。
And then you work together with brothers and sisters serving in that area.
有人说这个兑换银钱就是教会啊。
And so, some might say, well, the money changer here is the church.
但是不一定。
No, may not be.
有些教会你投进去定会亏本的。
Some church, if you invest into that area, you will suffer loss.
不是每个教会都能赚钱的。
So not all areas of service will be profitable.
把眼睛弄大了。
We have to open our eyes.
我自己不行。
Oh, maybe I cannot do it.
但是我可以跟我弟兄配搭一
头。Oh, but my brother is doing well. I can serve together with him.
这只是一个鼓励了。
So we can make profit together. So that is an encouragement. So at the end,
主说把那个一千的还给那个一万。
And so, take the one talent from this and give it to the one with ten.
有的还要加。
What, who has more, more will be given.
没有的。
And that which he has not.
连他所有的也没了。
Even that which he have shall be taken away from him.
这是一个很严厉的一个提醒。
No, this is a very solemn reminder.
所以求主让我们不犯这个错误。
So may the Lord help us not to make this mistake.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
主在马太福音24-25。
The gospel according to Matthew 24 and 25.
为了神的国度，他有三个比方。
The Lord gives us three parables concerning the kingdom of God.
并且主告诉我们，这对教会来讲，这尤其是末世我们该注意的事情。
Especially to the church, this is what we need to take note of in the last days.
主叫我们努力进天国。
So that we would strive diligently to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
主也告诉我们到底我们要努力什么。
And the Lord also tells us what we ought to strive toward.
怎样的努力。
And how we ought to strive.
我实在感觉我们的神主是恩典的主。
And I know that our Lord is a gracious Lord.
他要给我们。
He desires to give.
他也把得主的路清楚地告诉我们。
And he also tells us very clearly the way to enter into this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
绝不要忽略。
Do not neglect.
主在这里给我们这些提醒。
And the reminder the Lord gives us here.
求主让我们在这个末后的日子，
May the Lord in these last days,
真是能做一个有耳可听的人。
That we who have an ear shall hear.
那么你不忽略神所要给我们的恩典。
That we are not careless about the grace which he gives us.
那我们就有福了。
Then blessed are we.
弟兄姊妹们，主回来的日子真是非常的迫近。
Brothers and sisters, this is very near to the day when our Lord shall return.
我们看见整个时局都在动荡。
We can see all the turmoil throughout the world.
地上的光景越来越黑暗。
And the more dark it gets in this world.
那个正是叫人感觉到今天正是如同来到末世。
And we really sense it is in the last days.
但是对于神的儿女来讲，
But as for the children of God, this is a great mercy.
我再说，
I say again,
努力进天国，
When we strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven,
把你全部的注意力摆在家。
Let us all focus our attention in the house.
有家才有国。
When there's the house, then there is the kingdom.
为着神的家，你才能够进天国。
And for the sake of the house of God, then we can enter into his kingdom.
愿主的爱激励我们。
So may the love of God constrain us.
让我们和亲爱的弟兄姊妹们在地上一同努力往前。
So, together, let us strive diligently together forward.
愿主的国度降临的时候，
So when his kingdom comes,
我们能够一同进天国。
We can all enter into the kingdom of heaven. May the Lord bless all of us, brothers and sisters. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，为着时局的紧迫，
Our Lord, for these pressing times,
我们仰望你自己的怜悯，
we look unto thy own mercy.
人的话是无益的，
that man's words are of no profit.
只有你自己的灵在我们里面做工。
Only when thy spirit works within us.
愿真理的圣灵引我们进入你话语的实际。
That the spirit of truth will lead us into the reality of thy
word. 主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Lord, open our eyes.
让我们灵里面的光景明亮。
That the spiritual condition within will shine forth.
让我们能有好的光景进入末世。
So that our condition would be well, would be good in the last days.
当地和实际上的事都过去的时候，
When the things of this world will pass away,
我们能够在天国里有份。
That we will have our portion, our part in the kingdom of
heaven. 我们把我们自己和亲爱的弟兄姊妹都交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we commit our brothers and sisters into thy gracious hand.
求你祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, bless thy own word.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.